Hey kids, the program you're about to listen to contains some adult situations, adult language, themes, and other adult topics. If you're easily offended, this show's not for you.
You watch me.
Hey, you crazy motherfuckers. Welcome back to another edition of Crazy Truth About Swinging. I'm the host with the most. I'm Cole, and I'm here with the lovely, lovely, and slightly bruised vagina, Miss Amanda.
Hey.
And we're here to tan late, too late, and otherwise. For those of you following along at home, this is season six, or the second to last of season, the second to last season of the show, episode 283. For those of you wondering, yes, I just checked because I couldn't remember what the fuck it was.
No. You cheated. Just saying,
I did. And I acknowledge it, so it's not cheating. Then you know what it is it's being resourceful. Dun, 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 dun. And this show is a great show. We've got a lot of things to talk about. We've got dates. We've got dildos and dicks. And all points in between. Really, this is...
We have dildos?
I don't know. You wish you had one. This is the extreme version of extreme... We had an extreme week. We were doing different ends of the spectrum this week, what I did versus what you did. And so we're going to talk about all of it because it's a lot of fucking fun. First, shout out to our sponsors. Why? Because we love sponsors. Why? Because they pay shit. Anyway, so...
No, they don't.
Not when you're saying that shit, bitch. They don't. Wow. Yes, they do. We love you. Motor Bunny, you want a trusted name in sex toys? You want to see Miss Amanda ride one? You're going to this week, in fact, because it's going to go on our OnlyFans because she needs to break that one in. And it won't bruise your badge. MotorBunny.com, check it out today. Make sure that you take and go to MotorBunny.com, get your $50 gift certificate or price off of either original or a buck. And ASNLifestyleMagazine.com, 3 million swingers can't be wrong. Go stick! 3 million swingers can't be wrong. I missed.
Asshole! Wow! It's like check, jabbing my chin. Check him out. Dickhead.
Check it out today. Oh, fuck.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yep. Did you finish your sponsors? Are you still going?
I'm still going. That one, I'll hear that about that one tomorrow. So this is that. And smokingmeatsbbqtreats.com. That's SMOKINMEATS. BBQTREATS.com. Flavor your meat. Don't put tasteless meat in your mouth. Rub it. Flavor it. And move forward from there. You know what? Absolutely. You can do hickory dash, lemon pepper, SBG, orange mango, habanero, pineapple paradise, or sin Q. Check them out today. Don't forget to use the CASBA code. That would be CASBA15. Get 15% off your order when you go online. Okay, so with all that being said, let's delve right into the show. Oh, it's holiday season, shall we?
Go for it. Now
I'm done with it. So, no.
Are you sure? I don't think you are.
Probably not.
Okay.
You know, for those of you listening... We still have, it's still 2023, and in like a month, when my blood pressure goes through the fucking roof, in a month, it's going to be 2024, and what you need in a month is Miss Amanda's calendars. Dirty pictures.
Wow.
Ooh. Okay, so, but you can get these, you can get them on our website, www.missamanda.net. This is a 13-month calendar. You can see her cooter, you can see her boobs, you can see all kinds of shit. It's well done. And when you get your calendar, you get to have it autographed by Miss Amanda. She's yet to learn how to sign things with her cooter. We're working on that. It's like a dog with new tricks. We did find out she's tight enough. We think she can hold a pen and sign, but we just got to work on the whole process. Anyway, so for the time being, she will sign it with just her hand, but it's still signed. Just saying. So there you go. So far, so good. Now it's a show. Now we're cooking with oil, kids. That's what it's all fun and all the games are all about. Just saying.
Okay.
Yep. Shannon, let me ask you, have you jacked off to your calendar yet?
Shit.
It's going to be weird because I'm not going to be able to put mine up in the office. I'm going to put it up in the office.
Why?
I will. Well, then I'm going to be faced that way jacking off all the time. Oh, look, it's jack-off time. There's certain months of pictures I like better, so those it may be like December the whole year round next year in my office. There you go, maybe. Just saying. What?
Like you haven't had enough of that this week.
Jacking off?
Yeah.
I've had lots of things this week.
I know.
Yeah, it's been fun.
I know.
My penis is sore, too. My calendar came pre-saved, thankfully. You're welcome. I guarantee I know which month it was because there's 2 months that are my favorite pictures that I helped pick up. They're Cooter pictures. Those of you couldn't hear. I want to make sure we got it on tape. Okay, so... So where do we want to begin? Do we want to begin?
I have no fucking idea.
So my thing is, I had a date.
You did have a date.
I had a date. I had a date. You had 17 feet of dick. So you actually went to, yeah, you can clone Cole now. You went to go do 2 shoots, and you actually ended up doing 3.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So do you want to, what do you want to start
with? Well, we can do chronological order if you'd like.
That is such a big word.
And I knew
good
it.
Good job, honey. I'm so proud of you.
Wow.
Hey, not every porn star is smart.
Dickhead.
Not every porn star is, you've met enough of them that are not fucking smart. Not every okay. porn star is smart.
Well, I know that.
And you are. It's because you're wiser. I wonder why you're wiser.
Why? I want to hear the answer. What Cole's answer to this shit is?
No. You're a different demographic.
Old? I'm not the oldest.
You said it, not me.
I'm not the oldest because I had a gal that was 80-year-olds 68.
In there. When I was in Houston years ago, there was a hooker that went into the bar and she was 82, and was still getting fucking.
Social Security doesn't pay.
She was still going jobs.
Ew.
So, you know, I'm just saying.
I mean, it works, but if you like it all smooth, you don't have to worry about getting teethy.
How'd that go for you?
It was tricky.
You literally tackled some manwich meal sized cock this weekend.
Some of them were beyond manwich.
Yeah. I mean, you know, she came home, we're lucky her jaw's not in traction. Same with her vagina. Luckily, and this is an important side note. My penis is small enough that it doesn't touch the edges that are all worn out and sore. So,
shut up.
So it works out well. So just saying. All right. So you want me to do the date first?
Sure.
Okay. So
like, what was chronological order? Has it been 2 weeks since we did a show, or just one?
No, it's just one.
Oh,
we did it last Tuesday. You were here.
Oh, and your date was Thursday.
Yes. Was it Thursday or Wednesday?
Do you know?
Someone can help me out with that.
Hey, Thursday was the last day of the month. Did you go?
Yes, that's when I went. Yes, I did. That was it. Yes. Okay, so the funny part of this whole concept is I have not been on a date for roughly 35 years. And so there's lots of things I know how to do that I'm relatively versed in. Communication is generally one of my stronger suits, all right?
Usually.
You know, yeah, yep, whatever. And, you know, I'm pretty social as a general rule. And I'm a high-functioning social person. So I can be in a stressful situation. And generally, I can function, like, pretty smooth.
Scarily, yes.
So, yes. And usually, I can even do it drinking.
Yes.
Right. In fact, typically. I actually, you know, you lube me up. Yeah. You lube me up. I'm good to go. And I don't get nervous. I don't get flustered.
Right.
That is not how this went at fucking all. This is the take everything that anyone's ever seen or heard about me and do the exact opposite. And that is how.
Before he left, you had to stop by my work for something. Oh, to change cars.
Because I'm getting ready to leave. I go out to clean my truck. And you said, do you want to take my car? I'm like, no, let's take my fucking truck. I had to go out to clean my truck. And I went to start my truck
and
my battery was dead in my truck. So I was already nervous as fuck. And I just wanted to pretty much that right there is what lit the fuse. I had like an hour before I needed to leave. That's what lit the fuse to the complete and total meltdown. Mm-hmm. And yes, fuck you, Shannon. The, oh my, Cole, I don't care. Snodgrass, I don't date. Snodgrass one day. Yes, I do go on a date. Yes. So I know the person. We've talked a lot, right? Mm-hmm. So it wasn't like a blind date or somebody didn't know.
So you borrowed our kid's car that lives with us, so kind of should pay us for something. Did I say that loud enough for me to hear?
No, but keep
okay,
going.
So you brought his car to me, and you got the keys and took my car.
And you're on like, your you're like, oh, you'll have a great time, and I'm
and
like,
you're like, I want to puke right now.
I did too. I was so like, fucking, I was so nervous that I want. I'm like,
you
I,
know who
I,
it is. You've talked for hours with this person.
I literally wanted to throw up. I literally wanted to throw up. In fact, I even turned to you and said,
I don't know if I can do this.
I don't know if I can do this. I need to find a way out of this.
I'm like, you're going to do it. Go have fun.
It'll be fine.
Once you get there, everything will calm down.
You just need to relax. I'm like, you don't even have a fucking clue what you're talking about. And I'm like, fucking, I was just like, and I go storming off to the car. Well, first, I parked next to the car, and you're not down there. So then I'm walking around. I'm going all the way up in your building.
Because I didn't know. You didn't even come inside.
I assumed that you'd be waiting for me because I wasn't really thinking very clearly.
I thought you'd come upstairs.
So I go
up. I'm supposed to be working because it's Monday.
I go upstairs, and I see you out in the front of the store. I'm like, motherfucker!
Because I'm trying to find you.
Okay, wait a minute. Pause. Time out. Eric, this is very important. Welcome to the show. This is very important. The next time the three of us are together, you and I both have to wear our hair back and ponytail. Just to fucking fuck with her. Just saying. I'll explain more later. Don't worry. Just roll with me on this one. Anyways, okay. So yeah, I'm like, so I see you out there and I go blazing across your showroom floor.
Yeah.
My boots are like,
you
clack, 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 clack. Oh, I was fucking.
I don't know why. Well, because you were nervous.
I was nervous and then I'm running behind.
Well, you just go, I'm here. And I walk out the front door because it's usually where you park every time. And I'm like, looking at all these cars, people are looking at me like, what the hell? And I'm like, where the fuck are you? I didn't bring my phone, so I'm trying to text on my watch to go, where the fuck are you?
And I see you texting, and I'm losing my shit. I come blowing past, like, people know me at your dealership, because I used to work there.
Right.
And no one even tried to stop me, because I just went I mean, I'm like, when I start to move in one direction, of course, I had my leather jacket on, and I had... So, I mean, and the boots are clacking. No one's going to say shit. People are just like...
A lot of people know what you look like when you get that I'm pissed off and I'm walking with a vengeance. It's like Darth Vader's coming through. You just didn't have your long coat scare everybody out of the way.
I'm just like... And so as soon as I get in the car, like, I'm like, whatever. You're like, well, where did you park? I'm like, I parked by the fucking car. Where else would I fucking park? And you're like...
Like, I know his car so
well. And you go... Oh, over by our car? And I go, no, somebody else's fucking car. Yes, over by... I mean, I'm just losing my shit. I seriously wanted to throw up. I am so fucking nervous at this point. I'm sweating, and I'm going, I can't do this. This is going to be fucked up. Oh, my God, it's horrible. So I go over to get in the car. And I said, I had said to you earlier in the day, I go, your car has gas, right? Yep.
It did.
I get in the car.
It had enough to get you where you were going.
I get in the car, and I started, so I got a quarter of a tank.
No, it didn't. It had over...
With the angry blur in my eyes, that's all I could see.
Oh, my God, I half a tank again.
I was like, I knew I had enough to get there, but for some reason, it just fucking... I'm just like, I'm so pissed. I call her, and I'm like, I thought this fucking car had gas. And you're like, it's got like half tank. I'm like, Jesus fucking Christ. And you're like, it's got enough to get you there. I'm like, yeah, I know it does, but I got to stop on the way home. And I was all like, I'm just like,
yeah.
I'm like, fine, it's fine, whatever. And I fucking hang up the phone. I'm just like, oh my God.
I'm like, you know what? Just chill out.
I was straight up JoJo the Circus Monkey. It was horrible.
Oh,
so
that's funny.
I get to her house, pull in the driveway. I'm like doing like, oh yeah, I didn't even tell her that part. But I sat in the driveway for a minute, going, okay, I can do this. Yep, I can do this.
Wow.
I can do this.
Did you turn into a teenager all over again?
I like, if the phone would have rang and it's like, you got to come home, I'd have been like, I'm so sorry. I was literally, I'm like, I'm shredded inside at this point in time. So, it's like, it's not a big deal. There we go. And so... it was, you know, I mean, and of course, she was very nice when I got there and opened the door. I'm standing outside, you know, ring the doorbell. I'm just like, you know, just sitting there, just.
Did it take her forever to come to the door, or it just seemed like it in your mind?
To me, it seemed like 2.5 hours, but it wasn't. It was, you know, it was much quicker. Yeah, you needed to figure it out. So we go inside, and she's getting her coat, and we're small talking, and honestly, I can't think of anything fucking intelligent to say. at all. I'm just like, I'm just like kind of slobbering myself. And seriously, I mean, I'm like, I'm sweating. Like, I can feel the sweat running down down my hairline. I'm like, fuck me running. So we're going to go. She had this bar we're going to go to. I'm like, sweet. And I think I went ahead and cracked a joke about being nervous or something. Not for sure. I can't remember. It all kind of blurred together. So as we go back out to the car, right? Well, I'm like, fuck, I need to open the door for her. I literally, like, tripped over myself to get around her to open the door. It's a miracle I didn't take her fucking out in the process. And
I'm sorry.
I opened the door and I turned around. I'm like, just so you know, that's the only time I'm going to do that. I'm just like, oh, I'm a tool. So we go to this restaurant and it's a bar, so it's a really good bar, really, really good food. Knowing my size, okay, I'm kind of a big fella. I had like a little sandwich, that's all I had, and that totally filled me up and popped. So I cracked jokes about not drinking. She was like, you know, she wasn't going to drink, but she said, if you want to. I was like, no. Because I knew if I start doing rum and cokes now, I'm just going to drink my way to some sort of,
you know, like rum. Here's the keys. You can try yeah. back.
Just so you know, I'm not going to. And the thing is when we go over to go sit down, because, okay, so this bar is kind of cool. They take your order at the counter, and they've got, like, zip lines set up. So they pin and go, and shoot it into the back, right?
Serious?
Yeah, which is really cool. But I was kind of watching and tripped over my own cowboy boots as we were going around the table and almost tripped over the chair to even go sit down. I'm just like, I think I even made the joke, this is going smashingly. I am really fucking all over this, right? I'm just
wow.
like, yeah. And sweating. I mean, sweating. Oh, yeah. It was actually, and I cracked a joke with her that she should have wore a GoPro. Because she even said, she goes, you just seem so nervous. I'm like, kind of am. Really fuck. Yep, am. And when we first started to talk, people were doing orders so that behind her, the same one zipped by. And I'm like,
oh my
at one
gosh.
Point, I'm going to go, I apologize because I'm kind of easily squirreled and it would catch your attention. And she just laughed. She's like, why are you nervous? I'm like, I don't know. I haven't been on a date forever, you know. Whatever, and I had my hands, I threw my hands on there, and she even made the comment that my hands were shaking a little bit. So, yeah, so, and the thing is, it's not like she's hard to talk to. I mean, at all. So.
That should have given you a comfort level.
Well, and so we're talking, and of course, I don't know, at some point in time in that whole mess, I just went on absolute verbal vomit mode. I'm just like, and blah! I mean, and I wonder if I even stopped. I'm like, well, I bet this is not what you had anticipated. And she was laughing, you know, because they did eventually, finally start to like chill out and relax.
Okay.
But she's still talking to me. There's still going to be a date okay. too. So that's
there
a,
you go.
That's a plus. So she's like, well, do you want to get out of anything? They're getting ready to close and go back to my place. And I'm like, yeah, that's cool. So and I was. It was much, much, much calmer there. Then I became more like typical me, because she has a lot of pillows, like obsessive pillows.
He doesn't allow me to have any.
She has like my mom's pillows.
Pretty.
I even gave her shit saying, "Don't think it weird. I'm going to take pictures of those pillows and send them to my mother
because so, they're pretty."
I had to move 7 pillows off the
so
couch.
So what?
To sit on the couch.
So what?
I actually counted in the time frame of under 5 minutes. We counted. She goes, well, do you want to see the ones in my bedroom? I'm like, yeah. And the upstairs, which we were just showing pillows. Don't get your fucking minds out of the gutters, you dirty bastards. I literally counted 28 pillows. And I was like, I was counting them out loud. No, 29 pillows because I've got one. That didn't include the 5 outside. So once I was able to start giving her shit about...
It makes her, them pretty.
Right. Sure, but once I was able to start giving her shit about pillows, then we were able to calm down. And honestly, so, you know, the rest of the night, there's all these things I'm like, that's going to make the podcast. And, of course, I should have written them down because my brain is since, you know, ning, 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 it's somewhere, it's zipped in and out of there. But it's, then, we had a great time anyways. I don't think I have laughed that much in
good.
Forever and a day. So, you know, and like I say, I was pretty sure that, I did everything in my power to scare the hell out of her. So, I mean, like, I was like aiming for the ceiling. How can we make sure this chick thinks, because I crack jokes about that I attract batshit crazy. And luckily, what I was able to do was to show
that you're the batshit
that maybe crazy in one? Some situations I am the batshit crazy. I am Batman, and I truly believe in this situation that I did. Oh, I know one of the things. So Larry, a kid, whenever we have a seminar dating over 50, I'm going to do that. Yes, we will. That's a great idea, Larry. That's funny as hell. Because she has cats. Mm-hmm. Right, and so they use the squirt bottle on cats. So, of course, when I see the squirt bottle,
pause at my house. Him and the other one that occupies this residence.
Hold it, you can say something.
Not me. They started this thing.
We trained the dogs with a squirt bottle.
No, it started before the fucking dog because it was like someone said something and you just squirted, and it's just like, don't squirt each other, so then y'all would have squirting fights. But then it turned into every time someone says something perverted, or it can be misconstrued as perverted.
Which is a lot.
Y'all squirt house. Each other.
And you get squirted too, and you also squirt people. Because I've said shit to you.
I've done it once.
Bullshit. I've said to you, and you're like, get a squirt bottle. We all are involved in this little game. So when I saw the squirt bottle, yes, she is. Don't worry. She likes to be squirted on.
No, she doesn't.
Just keep that in mind. So anyway, but when I saw the squirt bottle, I started to laugh. Yeah, not in her face. Lower. Her back she loves. Right? A little fold part. Anyway, so that'd be the upper part of the butt crack, just a little. Just if anybody wants to take notes.
You're talking about shooting loads, not squirting.
I'll put a diagram out of an X marked spot that you can come on her. So anyway, so when the cat was playing with the Christmas ball, which of course the cat's playing with the ball, so of course I'm going to make jokes anyways. And then the cat, she's like, well, that cat's going to give you attention. I'm like, well, that's got to be careful because I only have one ball. So of course I went down that path because it all spelled just whatever. Right. So she grabbed the squirt bottle and she squirted the cat, which of course I found hysterical. And she's like, why is that so funny? So then I have to explain why it's funny. And then I said something about my one ball, which then I'm like, I grabbed and squirted myself, which then she thought that was hysterical because I don't think she's ever been on a date where the guy that she went on the date with grabs a squirt bottle and starts squirting themselves. So, but the date was a blast. We fed the cat. We went on the pillow count. I got to see all the pillows. I got to see the mountain of pillows in the basement, in the storage room. She goes, "Do you want to see the rest of my pillows?" And I'm like, oh, absolutely. I mean, there was no way in God's green earth that I was going to miss that opportunity. So,
so you can no longer make fun of your mother for having like four moving boxes of pillows.
Well, it's kind of a weird thing because I don't really want to fuck my mom. But
I hope not.
I did make the joke about how, you know, in theory, so if you're going to hook up with somebody, what time do you have to start the process? And she's like, well, what do you mean? I'm like,
take all the pillows off the bed.
Because they're decorative.
Right.
And they're in a pad. Like,
they're in a pad.
I guarantee it takes her longer to put her pillows there than it does for me to, like, get ready in the morning. I mean, it's impressive.
No, it doesn't take that long.
It's impressive. I didn't do it. I didn't even tell her this. But since, yeah, well, the thought crossed my mind that I almost at one point in time, she was like, I think she had to use the restroom or something. The thought crossed my mind, this is what an idiot I am, that I almost just went into her bedroom and just like threw all the pillows off her bed. I seriously thought about running in there, throwing all the pillows off her bed and going to sit down. And I'm just like, you have made such a horrible first impression anyways. Why would you even think that?
It's not the first, you've met her. So it's not like the first encounter.
The first
ever.
Time I was drinking, I had that excuse. If I go in there and just throw all the pillows off her bed for no apparent fucking reason, I haven't had a drop of alcohol. So, you know, but I almost did that because I'm like, that would be hilarious because they're set up like bowling pins. And it's the thought, actually the way I thought of it was just like running in and just like rolling through. I'm like, and yell, strike. But I didn't. So that was just something I thought. So I was really proud of myself that on the date, I thought of something, Larry, I knew you'd be proud of. I thought of something that would be hilarious, and I didn't act on it. Now, if I'd have had the rum and cokes at the bar, statistically, we would probably be talking about that I went bowling on her bed for pillows. So,
rock on.
So,
I can't help the maturity level on that one. I'm sorry.
So I confirmed before I left that yes, there was still going to be a second date, and I've confirmed since. You know, because initially there can be the shock factor, so people just say yes because they're so shocked and they just want you to leave their house. So I've confirmed after the fact when she's had time and like safety to be able to say no. She's like, you know, no, I'm no longer in the lifestyle. No, thank you. But she hasn't. So at this point in time, yep. So do I see me doing this dating thing a lot? No. What it is? There's been this huge role reverse on our house, right? You, okay. Where you have always been one that's been like plan, and I've always been the one like fly by to see my pants. Hey, here's something, squirrel. You know, whatever. So all of a sudden, that you know, you've been doing more things, fly by to see your pants, which rock on, and all of a sudden, which. Your transition has been much smoother than my transition to something planned, because it was just like having it planned. Like, I was afraid I was going to sound stupid. Check. I was afraid I was going to do something stupid. Check. I was afraid I would look awkward. Check. Everything reason why I like to fly by the seat of my pants for fear of what I would do, I accomplished. So there you go. So
look at you,
it's no, those are all bad things. It's much better to just let me have some drinks and, you know, just kind of yell Yahtzee and see what happens from there. Overall, I had a great time. Had an absolute wonderful time. Had a blast. Smooched. It's always fun. Demolish your pillows or her house, and. Yep.
Fuzz tickling my nose.
Yep. So there you go.
I hate that.
Yeah. Squirted myself twice. It was awesome.
Rock on. Okay.
I'm an idiot. I'm so fucking idiot. So for Cole's birthday, we need to do bowling and pillows. Actually, that would be fucking hilarious. Hilario, if alcohol was involved, there would be... they would have been piled like leaves and dive into them. Yeah, in the living
room. Yes, he would have.
No, because here's the thing.
Took you to her storage thing and showed you all these pillows, uh-huh. I can see you diving onto them.
I couldn't get to it, but I thought about it. I did take a picture of them. I think I took pictures on the bed too. But I didn't. I haven't posted them because we weren't going to post them. But I thought about posting them because I said this is a lot of pillows. Because the very first thing when we went to sit on the couch, it was like. You know, there's all these pillows. Like, I'm throwing pillows around. Actually, here's what's really fun. I didn't tell her this either. She actually, like, do you want anything to drink? No, I'm good. And moving the pillows. And I was moving the pillows really fucking slow because she's got a chair and then the couch, right? I didn't know what to sit. I was like...
Sit in the chair. No, you never sit in the chair.
No, I knew not to sit in the chair, but it was like, you know, I was like, I didn't want to, you know. So I literally was moving slow. I think she must have picked up on it because she sat down first. So then it's like, because I was watching, because if she sat on one end of the couch, like, you know. I'm as far away from me. As close to the edge as can. I'm not gonna be like, hey, you know. I wouldn't have because you know at this point in time it's like with the dinner thing. I hadn't killed her getting in or out of the car and whatever. So it was like, you know. So yes, I totally was like slow rolling to wait to see where she sat on the couch, and so she sat like I guarantee she realized that I was being a fucking idiot and probably picked up on it. Because she sat in that right spot. Not on the edge, not directly in the middle, but in the middle so there'd be a spot like, you know. So, yeah. And so then I wrestled and then I sat down next to her. And I totally college kid or high school kid in a fucking movie theater. We're sitting there talking. We're talking. I totally did. It's like. And when not even in one fluid moment of emotion, I didn't go high at least. Anything like.
For the people that are listening, it is the yawn stretch, arm around the shoulder. Yeah, type
it was.
Shit.
It was just like. It was like.
Wow.
Because we were sitting there and we're just kind of. You know, and then I'm just like...
You do the little touch thing.
Yeah, I was
if
feeling
it's
out.
Okay to have contact.
Yeah, you know, I like touch your arm and wait for the, you know, to like the slap thing. That didn't happen. I'm like, okay, it must be good. And so then I'm sitting there and then I'm such a tool of this shit. Because I'm on the couch, my mother can't sit up, right? Well, so I kind of like...
Stretch out.
So I kick my legs out in front of me so it looked like I'm... You know, kind of more relaxed. I had my head back. And
oh,
like,
my God. You're such
like,
a dork.
And then I was like, yeah. And then actually, I didn't put my arm around. My arm didn't officially touch her back. It was like safety zone.
On the
safety
back of the
zone,
couch, yeah.
Right? And then I put the person that touched her with my fingers on the other arm. Like it snuck up on her. Like, in, you know, like she would be like, ah! You know, or I don't know. I guarantee
wow.
She was just sitting there going... Are you done? I mean, I guarantee I looked way dumber doing it. No matter how stupid I thought I looked, I guarantee it was worse. And because literally, I touch her shoulder, and then of course because she realized that I'm obviously being an idiot, she then like leaned back into my arm so that I didn't have to be like, hey, you know. So like, luckily she was able to read all the signs of stupid and then take them and you know address them appropriately. So yeah, so. I'll definitely be teaching classes. If you want to know how to look like a complete jackass on a date, let me help you. And so there you go. So I'm hoping to do, you know. So now for date two, it'll just be like, I'm not going to take a shower. I'll just be like, hey, whatever.
Oh,
like,
no, I'm just, gross.
Totally kidding. Totally kidding. Yeah. So,
I'd smack the shit out of him before you
no,
did that.
Come on, my beard all fucking crusted up and shit. No, I just saying. So yeah, there you go.
Rock on.
Should have wore a GoPro. I guarantee you that'd been the best paid fucking preview that you'd ever seen. Because it was smooth as that was horrible. I was horrible. She was awesome. And she was very kudos for not just going, why don't you just go home? Run along, little boy. Go back.
Because
to
you're a good company. You just have to get past the nervousness.
Yeah, first.
Get
past the stupid. Once you break through the wall of retard, then I'm great. And so she was super cool. So it was a great time. So
wow.
I was much more relaxed by the time I came home. When I had to stop for gas and it was cold as fuck. Just saying.
I don't.
And I talked to my admins all the way home. I'm kidding, shit on that still this day. How was it? I didn't even go through it all with you when I got home when you woke up. Because
well,
I didn't want to wake you up.
I was working till.
You
what was it?
Like 8, 9
o'clock
8:30,
or something?
Yeah.
So I was exhausted, came home, let the dogs out, took the trash out, shut up, took a shower and went to bed.
Yeah. To anxiously await my call.
And I had my ringer turned on and he never called. He just texted and that was it.
Yep. So I didn't.
He didn't interrupt my sleep.
Nope. I didn't hurt her slumber to tell about it. I'm an idiot. So yeah. No, there you go. So that was my week. Well, that was my whole week, but that was the adventure. That was Cole's adventure.
Well, Saturday night,
mm-hmm. Yep.
I had my work Christmas party. Awfully early for a Christmas party, in my opinion.
It
but
is
whatever.
Awfully, it is awfully early.
Whatever. It was a nice chicken prime rib dinner. Got goofy looks. Whatever, I don't care. You didn't go.
No.
Eric
I hate
went
that
with me.
Place.
I went to sign in. Not sign in, but it's get drink tickets and guess how many balls. I made him guess. He was off by 10.
Right. And I made the smart-ass joke.
Wow.
I made the smart-ass joke. What'd you guess? 3?
You're such a dick.
And that's funny shit.
There
I don't care who you
three.
Are. Well, I know. I just...
Well, the HR gal looks up, knows you left and right.
Has known me for
years.
10,
she loves
years.
She goes, oh, is this your date? Yep, sure is.
This is the same girl that can't understand that people have nudes on their phone. She has no idea what she just said.
I don't understand how people have naked pictures on their phone. I went,
don't look at our phones.
Right. Because it's fun to send them to your husband and other people, but she could send them to her husband.
You could send them to her husband, too. He would probably... His name's Cole, also. He's super cool. And he would love me to laugh his ass off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So... the funniest part, and some people listening are really going to appreciate this. We had to play this game of name that tune. Okay, we sucked. Whatever. So you turn it in. I'm like, oh, the dessert table. There's cupcakes. So I went. I grabbed two cupcakes. And I take it back to the table, and I put it. And I'm like, here's some cupcakes. So we're both peeling them. We both peel off the bottom half of the cupcake and eat the bottom half first. And I look at him, I said, no, you don't do that. I said, why are you doing that? And he goes, I always eat a cupcake this way.
What I love is you instantly, like you don't do that. Why would he just make up how to eat a cupcake there all of a sudden?
I don't know. But I'm like going, okay, that's...
You're dating her.
I have never known anybody else to do that.
No.
I thought I was the only weird quack that took off the bottom and... ate the bottom first and save the frosting for last because that's the best part. Shannon should know that. It's the best part. So it was comical.
Okay, so now because he's on, so now you need to tell him what they said today.
Today, it was because I only half-assed told him on a text what happened today. I'm fixing my coffee and HR gal. HR gal was like, so where was Cole? I said, oh, he won't go to the Christmas party. She goes, why not? I said, he hates this fucking place. He isn't coming in. And she goes, well, he comes to our parties. Yeah, because him and your husband get hammered.
Well, that's different. That's supporting your little apartment that doesn't suck.
Okay, and it's fun.
Well, you suck, but that's beside the point.
Right. So she's like, who was that, Jack? And I'm looking at my coffee and I go, Jack. And she goes, I don't know, who is that guy you had with him? I said, or Eric. And she goes, okay, Eric. She goes, wow, he's good on those mics. I looked up and was like, ooh, he's cute. Oh, honey, ask more. She stopped right there, but I'm like, oh,
damn it.
Ask more. So I turned around, I said, well, I have something for, you know, blonde hair, blue eyes. Even though they're blue green, yeah. But it
By
sounded
way,
good to
I have
her.
To stare deep into your eyes the next time we see you. It's
so
all
she didn't.
It.
I don't. And I was still facing the coffee, so I don't know if she actually caught on to what I. Well, no, because I had turned around. I said, "Well, I kind of have a thing for blonde hair, blue eye guys," and she just kind of. Okay.
Here's the thing with this gal, her husband also super cool. My mom was always clueless on everything. Like, clueless. And Dad, you can tell Dad. Dad's just looking at you like, really? And then we got yelling, and he's like, you know what? Quit fucking with your cowboy boots in the car. Scuffs it. You know, I mean, that kind of, Dad always knew. So I guarantee, here's the thing. Her husband, Cole, probably said, oh, that's odd. They're kid. Uh-huh. And she's like, no. So he probably gave her, like, partial what to ask. And so, but she won't process it. Until she goes home and tells him, and he'll be like, I told you. See, that's how that worked. So, yeah.
It's not like anybody talked to us.
Part of the reason why.
And
I just love
didn't
that fucking
care.
Place. No shit.
One salesperson threw a smart ass comment. I don't know if it was smart ass. I almost thought he was hitting on him.
No, well, yeah, that guy's a fucking, oh my God. Yeah, probably. That guy.
You know him, though.
Allow me to apologize for you even having to deal with that dickweed. That's why Cole doesn't go, because Cole will punch people.
Oh, that was the topic of conversation at work this morning about how he was behaving.
Well, yeah, because he was a huge
ass.
Because
he was fucking hammered.
Yeah.
He was
Look,
handing
if you're going to get drunk, one of the best. Okay, I'm going to give a huge shout out and compliment here. Because not only do you like guys with long hair, blonde hair, and blue eyes, you like guys that also can handle their booze. Because we can drink a lot and have fun and not act like asses.
Yes.
High five. Just saying. I'm just fucking saying. It is what it is. This, we don't get stupid. Because if I got like that, you would fucking kill me.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess that if he were to get like that, you'd fucking kill him. So we're on the same page with this. We can handle our booze. Long hair, blonde hair, bluish green eyes, handle our booze. Mm-hmm. See? Now you know you've broken the code, kids. There it is. We should be drinking now. When are we gonna do our drinking show?
Oh, it's the Christmas one right before.
You know
Christmas.
What?
This is the one right before Christmas.
You know what we should do?
Oh boy.
Seriously. My other person is listening too. Here's what I think we should do. Let's have some serious fucking fun. Let's have each of us have a guest, and we know who the guest would be. Basically, we're going to choose the guest for you. Okay? So, and the four of us sit around and get fucking drunk and fucking do a show. Crazy truth ain't never been done that before. Well, what's the worst that can happen, for the love of fuck? I mean, we'll shut off and we don't publish the show, you know? Or I get a temporary ban on Facebook.
I know how it could turn.
Well, I'm just saying, I think we should do that. That would be fucking, what a fun time.
Oh, no, are you going to get too nervous?
No, because I'll be drinking your fucking bitch. Really? Seriously?
Yeah, seriously. Okay, we're getting late. Okay, so then...
Okay, Sunday. Enough about all this bullshit. Now about fucking dick galore.
Sunday.
See, Larry thinks it's a good idea. Good.
I get up in the morning and I drive 4.5 hours to middle of nowhere, Iowa. Yes. To shoot porn.
To shoot porn. That's right. It's not your first shoot, but it's your first shoot with this production company,
mm-hmm.
which we can say the name of the production company. So private society. It was your first shoot with private society, and so the first one that wasn't, you did another one with the company, but it was a different type of scene. So mm-hmm. this is more like your first production mm-hmm. shoot. So go ahead. Sorry.
Where do I fucking start? Holy
with crap. The size of the giant dicks. So you were originally supposed to have two shoots.
But
that's like Raisin Bran with two scoops, but penises.
But one girl was a little flaky.
Yes.
So they had scheduled both of mine on Sunday, and I'm like, cool, rock on. I'll just get up Monday morning and go home.
Right.
Okay, because I'm not going to drive at night, especially with all the deer and shit.
Right. And a sore cooter.
Sure.
Well, you didn't know it was going to be sore yet. That's yet to be examined.
Yeah.
So after my second one, they asked me if I would stay Monday and do another scene.
Right, because they had enough guys. Because one girl missed her plane, so
because it sounds like she was a bimbo.
Right. So the cool thing is obviously, really know, you get paid by the scene. So it's like they put you up in an Airbnb and they have another property. They put you up in.
They have multiple properties.
Yeah,
they use it as an Airbnb.
Right.
So they use it one for their girls, and the guys have like each individual houses.
Right. And so, but you still get paid per shoot, and you know, like if you're far away, they fly in. Or in your case, they fucking
gave me gas money,
and so you know, it was super laid back, super cool. Okay, first we're gonna just go. Larry asked, when and where can we see these, Amanda?
Once they edit them, which I don't know how long that takes, well, then it's on their website. Because
didn't they say they had like he was
his
like,
wife told me she could be elaborating the story a little bit. I don't know, but she said he has like 400 videos to edit.
So and she doesn't,
but
she
they
doesn't
take
get it
the
free.
Winter off
right
from filming, and I have a feeling that they just that's when they do all of their editing of all their
and she doesn't get a free one either. So like. When they're up on their website, then we'll have to buy a membership to the website to get to see it, which we'll let everybody know because that's going
to
be really cool.
Supposedly, they're supposed to text us or something right. to let us know when it's available.
So go ahead from there. I'll shut up because it's your story. I've jacked off more times over the phone listen to these fucking things. So each after each shoot, she'd call me, go play my plane. It's so fucking hot.
So the first one, you know, she the wife picks me up and then picks the guy up. And the first thing he does, John Long.
Yep.
He gets in the back seat. He reeks of weed. Biggest turn off ever. And I'm just like, ah. But at least when we're filming, he didn't smell like it, which was good. He was all of like a waist, hips of 18 inches or so. He was itty bitty, dude.
Hips. He was itty bitty. Okay, not everything on him was itty bitty. So let's for clarification purposes, not everything was itty bitty on him.
So I mean, he was long, but he was skinny.
Hence his name, John Long. So the cool thing, that was your first. So on top of it, because it on porn, you can share this part. That so not only was that was your first scene of the day. It was in a racial scene. So you know BBC. And the reason that plays in, and the only reason I'm saying that part is it's context, because part of what you do as you're building your career is you are hitting different types of
porn. And it's important because while we're filming, he goes, okay, now tell him that you want that big black cock in you. And I'm like going, you want me to say that? I'm like, okay. Anybody that knows me, I don't talk a lot during sex. So I'm like going, okay. So that was interesting. So it's a lot of like, go, stop. Okay, you're going to do this. Okay, go, stop.
Give him an example like you did with me with the...
You're going to get a hard on and want to jack off
when I do it? No, I will, but that'll be later. But I've already... I know, now I got to see the finished product. No, but like X number of time, then, you know, give him that example.
Oh, well, let's see. So, okay, so John... I'm sitting on the couch. He's standing up. Okay. Right. So he's like, okay, start sucking his dick. Okay. Start sucking his dick. Uncircumcised, may I add. Not that it matters, but I thought it was odd. So I'm sucking his dick as much as I can. Okay.
You don't have a long...
And then all of a sudden he has this camera right in your face and he goes, okay. Now, do it for 5 more seconds, and then you're going to tell him you want his big black cock in you. Okay. I want your big black cock in me. And he goes, oh, yeah. And I'm like, okay. So then it's stop, and then it, well, because he said, then he's going to lay you on the couch and do you missionary. Okay. Which is great, grand, and wonderful, except for... My hips are killing me because you're on the couch, your ass is hanging off, the guy has your leg up, one leg up in the air, your other one is up against the dude with the camera.
Right.
Resting on his leg to keep it open.
So the key with what you're, so that people get it, is that what you see when you watch a porn, if you were to see them making it, the two don't look anything alike.
No. And it was, it's weird because it's start, stop. Okay, how they keep a hard on is beyond me, but whatever. So there's a couple of things that just, I about cringed, and it got to the point where I started laughing, because for some reason they think that doing it doggy, you need to pull back all the skin and fat of your butt cheeks to where it's painful.
But it's for the camera, and they can see your pussy and your asshole.
Right. So he's pulling both of those, and then when he goes in, it does the air crap that I absolutely cannot stand, and he just kept doing it. And I'm just like, that is the worst sound known to man. But apparently the producer loves that sound.
And they do enough film, they know
and what it's the- I'm like going, oh my God. He stopped doing it. So we survived that one, and that was horrible in terms of that sound. But then it's when they go, okay, now get up on your feet and go at an angle. That was painful as fuck.
Yeah.
It was scraping the bottom of the hole, and that part has been chafed since because all three guys had to do it.
Yeah.
And it was painful. Okay, so fast forward because
right.
The second guy.
Mind you, they said these shoots would take about an hour, and literally was like 1 hour. They have this down to
a science. The time went by so fast that you're like, okay, that's it. Oh, it is 5 o'clock. Okay, rock on. All right, let's go. So the second one was on a bed, in a bedroom.
His name is Bambino.
We were talking a little bit beforehand. When I first saw his picture, I'm like, oh, he looks kind of conceited. Super great personality. Him and I just kind of had a kind of a bond, but more of a jokingly bond because we're making faces at each other. Before we went back there, we're talking, and I said, well, you know, how big is your dick? He goes, oh, it's not very big. And the wife starts laughing in the other room. And I said, apparently that's a lie. And he goes, well, you know, it's not very big. He goes, girth-wise, I'm about 6 inches. Excuse me? 6 inches. I said, okay. He goes, I'm not very long, you know, 9, 10. Okay. I had to crawl up. We're both clothed, right? I had to crawl up on the bed, pull his pants down, start sucking his dick, and I put my hand. It won't even go all the way around it. I'm just like, oh, fuck. Wow. So I'm just like, this is going to be one painful shoot, but we'll make it through it. It wasn't god-awful. The one position that hurts because it rubs, when he got done and we knew that there was a break, I said, God, I hate that. And he goes, yeah, I don't like it either. So I'm like, okay, well, that's good to know.
But the guys are all, because they know they're huge, we're also like, they weren't trying to shred you. They weren't trying to hurt you.
No.
They were doing what they had to do for the shoot, but by the same token, they understand that
there was a couple of times that they went deep enough that it was like, okay, that's going to hurt. But for the most part, no, they didn't. Bambino knew.
Right.
He knew because he didn't try to force
Which he was anything. The only one you actually came with. And it's not surprising. Most people, he was the only one that you squirted with him. You actually came with him.
I did squirt. No, I came with, well, technically, but one of them I must have been somewhat because it was all white because I had to lick myself off of them. All of them. Okay. Sure. Okay, and then the third one, was this young? They're all young. We'll go over that in a minute. So this guy, he's personable, which helps a lot.
Right.
And he was talkative, and he picked me up at the house and took me to the other house. And I'm like, okay, well, he's talking, and he tells me about that he takes Viagra because he has to keep a heart on for 8 hours. I'm like, holy fuck, okay. But he's smart. He's in college. He's smart, and he's trying to... Right. He knows all this, but he wants to keep doing porn. Like, okay. He was... You know, that was... he was 6'3". Uh-huh. Old enough to be his mother.
So the ages of these kids... Now, what's funny about this, you know, Amanda, she's always had an age hang-up.
Yeah.
Which, now doing porn, that's out of the window.
You don't even have a question of how old
so,
they are. John was 27.
Right.
We'll be 27 in 15 days. Right. Okay.
Bambino
was 35, 30.
He was would have been, how many years have you been out of high school?
I don't know.
34, so he's 33. So okay. So he was 33. And Jason?
Jason was 25.
Luckily, because the youngest one here turns 25 tomorrow. So, yeah, so.
Yeah, so that was entertaining. But he was super long and thick, and it was just like...
Okay. Deep and wide, deep and wide.
I'm like, all right. Well, okay, so for some reason, they always wanted to finish with a cream pie. Yeah. I'm like, okay, well, what they want is after they pull out, they want to capture that drip of the cum coming out.
Because they told you not to move, right? When they come, then don't move.
Don't move. Well, like legs and stuff, don't move and push. Mm-hmm. Okay, do you want me to pee on the floor? He goes, I don't care. Okay, yeah, that's not happening. Well, it wouldn't come out. And at least, the 25-year-old, he goes, well, she has a really tight pussy, so that's probably why. And like, yes, man has a tight pussy.
We think it's tight, but we're not. No, when everything's the size of a fucking Louisville slugger, it's going to feel tight. Okay, Carnelpa, it sounds like they had beautiful Miss A, who is a goddess on Earth, in a non-sensual condition that may have been a tremendous help for the shoot, but not as erotic as it could have been. They would let her have her directed.
Yeah.
Probably, but when you see the final product,
I don't know.
I'll bet you it'll be very hot. Everything is for the cameras.
The last scene, he kept focusing a lot of my facial expressions.
Which is huge. That's a big deal.
Okay, so that must have been a big deal.
He said when you first walked in, oh, the girl next door.
Mm-hmm.
And these people do a lot, and that's...
So the first one, what did I say that he said to me that was a compliment?
The girl next door, and that one of them...
So Bambino goes, oh my God, I almost came the first position.
Uh-huh.
So and I'm like...
magic pussy.
Well, and he did say I had a magic pussy. Of course, the third one said I was super tight, so that...
But he said you were super easy to work with, and you were great to work with.
Yeah.
Which these are all, from your start, this shit is huge for the career.
What did the first one say? I don't remember.
I wasn't there. But
I told you about all of them.
I was jacking off. But the camera guy's talking about how the girl next door look, and, I mean, as they're seeing, like, with your face and stuff, and getting that. That's
definitely
huge.
Have me come back, and they greatly appreciate it.
These people, it's like the lifestyle. It's not that big of a world, and they all talk.
Mm-hmm.
And so you've got a guy that Jason, the last guy she shot with, that's headed down to Vegas to the AVNs. And so the other performers talk. When they find people they like to work with,
mm-hmm.
like that's a big deal. And so take out the money, take out the experience. It was a huge deal for launching, for really keeping things moving in the direction you want to move mm-hmm. with this.
Yeah.
And what was funny was you weren't nervous at all by once you started going.
Mm-mm. I was nervous driving there, but once they picked me up, it was all gone. It's like, okay, where do I go? What are we doing?
But then
he'd go, okay, now I want you to straddle him. I said, facing him or away from him? And he goes, start off facing. I'm like, okay. I follow direction.
It's amazing how much of a job it is. But what's going to be cool is to see the final thing. These people...
After the first one, I had to go back. I had an hour to get ready for the second
clean
one.
Clean up.
Clean up and freshen up. Okay, whatever. So when I'm doing that, I'm talking to you on speaker, and I'm giving him a play-by-play of exactly what happened.
Beating it like it owes me money.
And all of a sudden, I'm like... you're jacking off, aren't you? And he goes, fuck, yeah, keep talking.
Don't leave out another detail. Go,
okay, so I kept talking, telling him every play-by-play of what was going on.
It's hot because even leading up to it, knowing that, you know, watching porn and being able to know that I could put you into the porn that I would watch, because that's going to be you. And it is hot. Granted, it was funny because your clit is like super sensitive, and not a single guy got you off because, again, everything's for the camera.
My clit was super sensitive beforehand.
Right.
Okay. Those guys, when they were doing it, they're doing it off to the side and they're just using their tongue way out of their mouth, and that's not doing anything.
Except
I'm just
looking
like,
good for the camera.
Except looking good for the camera, and that's what it was about. And you tell them, oh, that feels so good, and oh, yeah, 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 oh, I'm going to come.
So now we have things to practice. So what we want you to do is send the like a list of dirty things that you'd like to hear. Because seriously, it's like anything else. In speech, you practice this shit. So that when the next director says, hey, I want you to, that you can just, you're used to it. Because you don't want to be fake. You don't want to sound fake. And so we need dirty phrases to practice.
With Jason, I'm giving a blowjob as much as I can because I can only get like so much in my mouth, right? Have my hand wrapped around. Okay, whatever. So I'm giving him a blowjob and I put it all the way, well, not all the way in, but as far as it will go to the back of my throat. Maybe. And rub my tongue up against it. And he makes noise, but you go, yeah, but is it real or is it fake? But then when his dick started like flexing, I'm like, I gotcha.
So yeah, that's fucking...
Right. I'm like, imagine that.
No,
you
shit.
Like that.
No shit. Fucking, I'm listening to this going, oh my God, my dick is going to explode. Good Lord. I can't wait to see it. I really can't. I think a lot of people are going to be excited to see it. I think it's
I won't watch it.
And you don't have to. I won't need you in the room. It's all right. I'm sure I'll be able to handle it all by myself. We'll have a circle jerk party somewhere around. We'll have a big like premiere.
Okay. I just won't.
We're going to rent a bar. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to rent a bar, and we're going to fucking have a viewing party. Absolutely. That's what I'm going to
no,
do.
No, no.
You don't get a say in it. Your manager takes care of that. Shut nope. up. You don't have to nope. be there. You'll be there signing calendars. Anyway, so there you go. All right. So here's the thing. More shoots are going to be coming. We're going to start doing some shoots. Actually, we're putting together some stuff to do some stuff for you before this month's over for your OnlyFans and your other stuff. But we got to make sure that we get on with the ice packs, work their way in, steam that all off and shit, and then we're good to go. So
I start laughing when I had to get up out of my chair at work, and I'm like, oh, my hips hurt.
How was your weekend? Unfucking believable. You have no fucking
Everybody
idea.
Thought I was having dinner with your mother.
Yeah, kind of.
It was really. Our Thanksgiving.
And you were a wishbone.
Yeah, nah. It might come back Monday. It might be Tuesday. It just depends on how late we get out of there.
And how much fun we're having at the family festivities. I will not be a towel boy at your party. Don't ask.
Hey, but in all fairness, last night we're like, oh, we're gonna fuck.
Yeah.
You had chafed your dick jacking off.
Yeah,
so much.
I had fucking jacked off so much with the stories that it fucking my dick was sore. Her pussy hurt.
Like,
it was
yeah,
really
done.
Hot. It was the most unhot sex we've had in like 2 months. It was just like, yeah, okay.
No. He goes, nope, it hurts me and it hurts you. Yeah. We're done.
Yeah, he's like, we'll
help me jack off. Yeah, it's all good.
Yeah, we'll figure it out and we'll take care of it next time. It's all good. So we can. So there you go. From dates to fucking porn, we're doing it all. Wow, what a fucking December. And I do think we are gonna do. I think we may just have a super special drinking episode this year. This will be fun as fuck. So,
yeah, but then I have to clean.
Where are we going to put fucking four of us in here? We may have to.
We wouldn't fit.
Here's what we'll do. Seriously. And there's no added fuck. Well, fuck, yeah, it is. What we'll do is we'll rent a hotel room. So we can actually have the space and set it up. And then we'll have a drinking and party in there. And we'll do it that way. So there's room. I'm not going to rent an Airbnb for it, but we're not going to try to cram everybody in here, so we have dogs and all kinds of shit all over the place.
We could rent an Airbnb. I don't know.
We'll figure something out. But we'll have to make sure that everybody, all the parties involved are all fucking game for this.
Yeah, that's
which true. They should be.
They have to all be on board.
It's don't be pussies on me. This will be fun. Trust me. Our drinking show is fucking hilarious.
Our drinking show is funny because I start taking shots like 5 o'clock.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's fucking funny. So you guys are going to want to do it. So we'll keep you guys updated on that. Okay, so that being said, we're just barely over the time, so we're going to get the fuck out of Dodge.
Yepers.
So with that being said, okay, hey, sponsors, Motor Bunny, ASN Lifestyle Magazine, Smoking Meats, BBQ Treats.com. Don't forget, there's still crazy winter night stuff available. We sure would love to see you. It's going to be fun. She's going to be there. She's a porn star. So please check it out. Go to crazycasba.com. Get your tickets. Get your hotel room. We got all kinds of stuff going to be there. So that would be a great time. With that being said, kids, do it the only way we know how, the only way we want to, and the only way we ever fucking will. Casba style. Out.
Bye.